It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm so glad you're with me today. I have something that I think you'll enjoy. This is a cassette recorder. We've used other kinds of recorders, but this is a little different. It has something in it called a cassette. That's what this is called, a cassette. There's a little tape in here, and the tape is all wound around inside. And on this tape, we can record through the microphone our voice and musical instruments and all kinds of things. So I'm going to put it in. I'll show you how the machine works. Now, to record, you press down this red button here. And then push this forward. Hello, friend. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Now turn it off and play it. Hello, friend. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. So, it works. Now put it back to the beginning because I have some musical instruments in the kitchen. I thought we could record some of them. You and I'll do this together. You know that word, don't you? Did you know it as soon as you saw it today? Hello. Hello. I have three different things. And we'll make it like a game to record. Xylophone. You've seen xylophone before, haven't you? Have a xylophone and a drum. And a slide whistle. Now I'll record all three of these on the machine. And then you tell me, when I play them back, what instrument I'm playing. All right? Okay, we'll start the machine. Stop the machine. Now, whenever you hear an instrument playing on the tape, tell me which one it is, all right? You got them, didn't you? Okay. Now the next thing is to record two of them together. I think I'll do the xylophone and the drum together. All right? Oops. Now I want to see if you can hear those two together. Because they're both different. Good. Now let's try something very difficult. All three of them together. All right? Okay. You ready? Are you ready? All right. I'd like you to just say which ones are playing when you hear them, all right? And when all three are together, just try to hear the different ones, because they all are instruments, but they're all different. Could you hear them all playing together? That's what listening to a symphony orchestra or a band is like. Mm-hmm. Trying to hear the different instruments, yet all playing together. I like to do things like this. Do you? Discovering things, listening for things. There's so much in the world that's good to see and to hear. When I was a little boy, I used to love to record. I pretended that I was making big people's records. And now I make records. I grew up to be a man who could do that. And I think playing about it helped. Do you know that Mr. Negri has a music and record shop? I'd like to take you there. Would you like to see it? Let's call him, see if he's there. That's where I got this little cassette at his shop. Do you ever listen to the buzz on the telephone when it's ringing? It goes bzzz, bzzz. Hello, Joe? Yes. I wondered if you'd be there for a while. I'd like to bring my friends over to see your shop. All right? You don't have too many people. All right, we'd like to come see some of your instruments and all. Okay, we'll be over in just a little bit. Thank you. Bye. He said he'd be glad to have us come. Mm-hmm. It's not very far. We'll just go out this way, around the corner and down the block. Right? Will you come with me? Sure, good.
Okay, Mr. Shrapnel, I hope you enjoy the recording, and there's your receipt in there. I think it's one of the better versions of that recording.
Thank you.
So enjoy it, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Mr. Negri.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Great, so we nice had a good time with this.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we recorded some drums and xylophone and slide whistle and played a game with them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Would you show our friends around your shop?
I'd love to. This is my main counter with the cash register here. And we have some instruments here. Here's something kind of interesting.
It's called a castanet. Mm-hmm. But it's made with a handle, so that all you have to do is hold it with the handle and shake it this way.
Can I try that?
Oh, sounds like a rattle. It's a kind of a nice instrument. And this, I think your friends will recognize as a mouth organ. Harmonica.
Some people call it a mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
Because it's an organ for the mouth.
Well, let's look up here at the front counter. We have a brand new shiny trumpet.
Do you play a trumpet?
No, I don't play a trumpet. But that's a big and powerful sounding instrument.
You have people here who give lessons, don't
you?
Yes,
we do. We teach almost all the instruments. And this is a little baby xylophone.
Oh, that's the kind I have.
Do you have one like this? Mm-hmm. Usually, the ones in the orchestra are much bigger.
Yeah.
They have many more notes. And this is something kind of nice. This is a native drum from the West Indies or Cuba, places like that in South America, and it's called a bongo drum. There's two different sounds. One's a little higher. Let's try it.
You have to play it on the side.
Yeah, it makes it ring. It makes it ring. There you go.
You don't play it in the middle.
It sounds kind of tubby if you maybe with a mallet.
Yeah.
Usually the men that play these things have very strong and very hard fingers, and they do all. And they're very nice.
Bongo drum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a clarinet.
A clarinet.
I used to play a clarinet.
Did you play a clarinet?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to put one together? That's right.
This part's for the mouth, and this is the bell
the,
at the
bottom. The bell at the bottom, right. Put it in and just sort of turn.
May I try it?
Yes, you sure may.
If I remember. You're not supposed to squeak.
Takes a lot of air, doesn't it, to blow that?
Da, 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 da.
Very good, Mr. Rogers. It's probably one of the most difficult instruments to play, wouldn't you think?
I studied for about 2 years and never could play it very well, but then I learned the piano, and I got the feeling on the piano, you know, that I could really pound mm-hmm. that out mm-hmm. and do things that I wanted. And so I left the clarinet. Maybe someday I'll practice it again. It's a very nice instrument.
A very pretty instrument. And back here I have some drums, which all the youngsters
have seen. A lot of records.
A lot of records, yeah. Records are quite popular. Some drums and some guitars. And I might just take a moment to show you and your friends the difference between some of these guitars. This is the amplifier over here. Oh, it's turned on. And the amplifier is where the sound comes from. And this is an electric guitar, Mr. Rogers. You'll notice it's built very much like a regular guitar, except that these two things here, which we call pickups, are really little microphones.
These are microphones under the strings.
Under the strings. And they pick up the vibration of the strings, and then passing through this cable here goes into the amplifier, and then the sound is just made much louder. And we'll turn it off and I'll show you.
All right.
Now you can see there's very little sound there.
pretty then.
It's pretty, but now when we turn on our volume control.
You can see what happens.
It opens up a whole new world for a guitar player because all of a sudden now he can be heard.
Would you play something while I record it?
Sure.
Okay, just a minute now. I'll tell you when. Ready, get set, go. Oh, that's so nice. Let me see now. See if we got it.
Magic, isn't it? You play something, and just a second later, you can hear it played back. That's
right, but the machine that did it, but your hands that made the music.
The hands make.
Would you show us this one?
Yes, this is a very popular guitar nowadays, a classical, which is used for playing classical music and for folk music, too, and it has a much softer sound.
Wait a minute now to be sure to. Oh, I pushed it back to the beginning. That's why that was good. I'll wait till this is finished.
Oh, that's
so nice. Okay, now we're ready. Now okay. To hear this one. The place. It goes back again.
You must like that.
Now let's hear this one. Which one do you think King Friday would like better?
Why don't we just make believe and then we can see?
That's a good idea. We'd just make believe that you're playing for King Friday at the castle.
All right.
Will you make believe with us? It'll be Handyman Negri playing at the neighborhood of make believe.
Sir, is the sound of the classical guitar.
Oh, well, I like them all. I think I'll buy them all for the baby.
But King Friday, they're much too big for a baby.
Well, do you have any small guitars?
Well, I do happen to have this one. Of course, King Friday, you can't play too much on it.
Oh, this is lovely. May I try it?
Of course, Your Majesty.
You.
You do know that you have to practice a long time to be able to play any instrument well, sire.
Yes, I'm sure, but I will try a little here.
I had no idea that you could play so well.
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, it's very easy.
I've practiced for years to be able to play like that, sire.
Yes, well, of course, I am a king.
Oh, of course, sir.
Hello there, dears.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
How's everybody here?
Hello, Fairchild. We were playing some guitars.
Oh, I didn't know that you could play Friday.
Oh, Lady Elaine, the king plays magnificently.
He does,
yes,
does he?
Yes.
I doubt that.
I suppose I play for you, Fairchild.
I'd rather hear Negri first.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Oh, very well. You want to save the best till last?
Yes.
You play first, handyman,
right,
and then I shall play.
All right.
Lovely.
Thank you very much, Lady Elaine.
Well, now I shall play.
Yes, sir.
The best of all, probably.
You'll see, Fairchild. Just wait till I stir.
But King Friday?
Yes, what is this?
King Friday, that's slide whistle music, sir.
Well, I'm doing the same thing as I did before. Maybe if I play it faster,
but
it'll be better. Oh. No, that's not the way it's supposed to sound. I'm doing the same thing as I did before.
But I'm not.
Lady Elaine, do you have your boomerang, toomerang, sumerang with you?
Of course I do. And you thought that you were playing that guitar Friday.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
It did seem rather simple to play.
Well,
I just don't understand your kind of magic sometimes, Lady Elaine.
Well, it's teasing magic today.
Teasing magic.
Yes, with a little bit of recorded music. Toot toot, everybody.
Sire, I hope you're not upset, sire.
I'm angry, that's what I am. I'm angry with Fairchild doing things like that.
I'm sure she was just being playful, sire.
Yes, playful, I should say. Yes. At first, I thought I was playing so well. Oh, you heard it, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, you did sound beautiful, sire.
Yes.
Well, about the guitar, King Friday.
Yes.
Would you like to take this one?
Yes.
For the baby, I mean.
I want to take it, and I want you to give the lessons, handyman. I want the baby to learn the real way, not the magic way.
Why, King Friday's sire, I would be honored.
We have things to do.
So, Handyman Negri will be the guitar teacher in make-believe.
If King Friday says so, I'm going to be the guitar teacher.
You know, King Friday has never been a parent. And so I wonder if he knows that babies don't like loud noises.
Mm. It's true.
He'll have that to learn.
Yes, he will.
Mr. Rogers, I'd like to show you something, if you have 1 minute.
Something that we've been working on. These are some sketches for the new record album, for the cover.
Oh, for the cover of our new one.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas for it, huh?
Mm-hmm. We're not quite finished yet, but I think we'll be set by Friday for you. We'll have them.
Thank you. I've enjoyed doing that. Well, thanks for today.
Thank you.
For leaving with us.
Had a lot of fun. Take care of that cassette.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Miss Montgomery.
Hello, Mr.
Hi, Miss Sheriff. Do you like his shop? Oh, I like to see things like that. Yeah, and he plays so beautifully. A guitar certainly sounds different from a slide whistle, doesn't it? You play a guitar like this, and you play a slide whistle like this. Why don't we try playing what we recorded a little while ago in the kitchen? Right? See if you can hear those instruments again. You know, the xylophone, and the drum, and the slide whistle. Listen for all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is different. And each one is special. Just the way each person is different. And each person is special. Not by any magic. Mm-mm. Just by who you are. That's why you're special to me. We'll do more recording and things tomorrow, when we'll be together here. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I like being with you. You know that, don't you?
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.